Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News overnight that President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. Waiting to hear still on Vice President Joe Biden and his wife. And we'll run through some of other who has tested positive and negative. And we're pleased to be joined on the line with us, ABC News. Inez De La Quatara joins us to run the latest. Thanks a lot for being on with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you go through just some of the timeline first? Last night, when a lot of us went to bed, what we knew was that Hope Hicks had tested positive and that she had been on Air Force One. And so the question was, what was going to happen then with President Trump? And then we found out. Can you run through just kind of the last 12 to 15 hours?
Yeah, so you're right. We went to bed knowing that Hope Hicks had tested positive. And then shortly after, the president tweeted that he and the First Lady had tested positive for COVID-19 as well. And then eventually the White House doctor, Sean Conley, also confirmed the COVID-19 diagnosis in a memorandum early Friday morning. So this all happened, of course, with President Trump coming into contact with Hope Hicks, who is one of his closest advisors. We know she traveled with the president to Ohio for the debate on Tuesday and then to Minnesota for a rally on Wednesday. We know she traveled en masse. We also know that people like Stephen Miller, Dan Scavino, Jared Kushner, some of the president's top advisors were also traveling with the president, none of them wearing a mask. So lots of questions this morning about who in the White House may have been contaminated, who may be kind of ground zero for COVID-19. I think the thinking early this morning was that maybe Hope Hicks had given the president COVID. Now we're not so sure that that's the case. We just found out that Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chairwoman, also tested positive for COVID-19, and she was with the president last Friday. So now there's questions as to whether she may have contaminated the president. It's really unclear at this point, but we know the White House is doing contact tracing to try and figure out who had the virus when and who may have been exposed.
Sure. You mentioned conflicting reports, Inez, and it comes down right now to the important questions about what kind of symptoms are we talking about? And we know that Hope Hicks was symptomatic to some extent. What do we know about the president's health, about Melania's health, and how Hope Hicks is doing for that matter?
Yeah, so we know Hope Hicks, she came out to say that the first night she started feeling symptoms, she was, not feeling well, she was achy. That was kind of her initial reaction to the virus. As far as the president, we did hear from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who did come out this morning to kind of give the press an update as to how the president was doing. He has mild symptoms. We also know the First Lady tweeted that she has been having mild symptoms, but they didn't give us much more details there. So it's unclear, what the president is actually feeling. We know Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, he tweeted that the president seems to be in good spirits. Mitch McConnell also tweeted he spoke with the president. We're getting word from people close to the president that he has mild symptoms, but in good spirits. That could also be them trying to project confidence that the president is going to be okay. We really don't know how the president is doing at this point.
What have you heard about quarantine and quarantine conditions? Will it be 14 days like it would be if you or I tested positive for COVID-19? And if so, I asked this question this morning, how does a president do his job for 14 days if he can't have physical contact with another person?
Yeah, so both really good questions. As far as the quarantine, you know, we're certainly curious about that. The science, the president's medical experts all recommend a proper quarantine of 14 days. But, of course, we'll have to see if the president decides to do that, if maybe he's advised to quarantine for a shorter period of time because he will be getting tested, you know, constantly. And they're going to also try and figure out when exactly the president contracted COVID. If it was, you know, maybe 3 days ago, then his quarantine would be maybe a little shorter, and not 14 days starting today. As far as, you know, what's going to happen next, we know he has debates coming up, and that's a concern. He's likely not going to be able to make the second debate. He had a number of rallies planned. He had a rally in Pennsylvania planned this weekend. He had a big West Coast swing planned for next week with stops in places like California and Nevada. That is all on hold now. We are curious to know whether he's going to be appearing virtually at some of these events. I will mention yesterday, so I was traveling with the president yesterday to his events in Bedminster, New Jersey, and he was, so he had two events that were closed doors, but then he did have a dinner that he appeared at virtually. So I think that was one of the few times we've seen the president appear virtually at an event. So, you know, we're curious to know whether these events that are coming up, these next campaign rallies, are now going to be virtual. Lots of questions now as to what happens next.
I'm curious now that you mentioned that, traveling with the president, describe that a little bit for us about how the press corps has been handling keeping themselves safe. Obviously, you didn't know about this diagnosis, but now that you know what's going on and you've had time to look back over these last couple of days, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly concerned, woke up in a bit of a panic and tried to think about all the people I came into contact with yesterday. I will say that the press is always tested before we get in, you know, onto the plane or into any room with the president. So we did get tested yesterday morning. We are all, always wearing masks. The White House Correspondents Association requires reporters to wear masks while at the White House or traveling with the president. But a lot of the people around the president and the president himself do not wear masks. So, you know, press aides, we had one press aide come to the back of the plane really briefly yesterday to just kind of chat with reporters. But, you know, he wasn't wearing a mask and was probably sitting not too far from the president. Some of the military personnel that travels with the president, they were not all wearing masks. So certainly some concern there. But I will say we didn't have any close contact with the president yesterday, which was actually, we all thought was unusual. The president typically loves to take questions from reporters, and he didn't take any questions leaving the White House, getting onto Air Force One, leaving Air Force One, and then getting back onto Air Force One. He did not take any questions yesterday, which was unusual. And finally, I'll point out that his rally on Wednesday, the president's rallies are typically about 90 minutes, and his rally on Wednesday was only 40 minutes. So now looking back, we're all kind of connecting the dots and seeing that, that may have been the first hint that there was something going on.
And then real quick, before we let you go, there have been a couple of reports this morning that the president might do a national address now that he's tested positive. Any news on that or updates on that?
Yeah, seeing similar reports that the White House and the president's advisors would like to get him in front of a camera at some point today. So we'll see if that happens. I think that their goal here would be to project confidence to show the nation, and the world, our adversaries, that the president is strong, that he's going to get through this. We should point out there is a high likelihood that the president will be okay. A majority of people, you know, even elderly people like the president, are okay. So, but that is the what we're hearing as well, that there is a will to get the president out in front of a camera either today or at some point in the next few days.
Excellent. We'll be listening for the reports, of course, via ABC News and watching for you online. And Inez de la Quintara, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning and taking us through all of this. It's plenty to report on this morning, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a bunch. We appreciate the time. And again, we'll keep you posted on any developments. Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Rick Smith will join us on the line coming up after we take a quick break here. It's 10:42 on KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.